A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was in one of the cities, there was a man covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Then Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him and said, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him. And he ordered him to tell no one. "Go," he said, "and show yourself to the priest, and as Moses commanded, make an offering for your cleansing, for a testimony to them." But now, more than ever, the word about Jesus spread abroad. Many crowds were gathered to hear him and to be cured of the diseases, but he was withdrawn to deserted places and pray. The Gospel of the Lord. In our Dominican house in Oxford, we followed the university system, which involves many essays, thousands of words a week. Usually we have to do 1.5 essays a week. Whenever you see one of the students in the kitchen at 2 in the morning cleaning up the floor, perhaps, or rearranging the fridge, or out doing something, it's a sure sign that they're supposed to be doing their essay. Like most students in Oxford, it's a very short term and the students are often up late at night doing their essays. When you have to do something, you always can find something else to do. It's a sort of essay fugue. They're afraid of doing the essay and they'd rather do anything rather than the essay. Because it's work. Because it's pressure. Because it's always easier to do something else. It's a sign of what matters, really, in our life, the things that we don't want to do or avoid doing, the important things. And for all of us, for every religious and priest I've ever known, the thing we're always avoiding, the thing we're always in fugue about, is prayer. So many things stop us praying. We're always happy to keep ourselves busy doing anything except the prayers, the personal prayer. And yet, Christ prays. If Christ himself prays, prayer is central, fundamental to our life. We avoid prayer because prayer always seems like something which is inaction. It's easy to call prayer itself an avoidance. But Christ here prays even when he's curing people. The people come to hear him to be cured of the diseases, the two things he can do for them. Yet he goes off to the deserted places and he prays. But in fact, he prays not to avoid, because prayer is the ultimate power. It's a prayer that God gives us. It's a beautiful phrase at one point when he goes off on his own to pray in the Gospel of Luke before he chooses the apostles. It says, literally, he spent the night in the prayer of God. All the other things we do in life always involve a certain amount of pushing. We can't move things without pushing them. That's what it means to be physical. And though we are rational animals, we always communicate, we always share and do everything in a physical way. And we can't move without pushing. Even see it in the encounter with the leper. The leper himself bows to the ground, speaks to him, and speech is a sort of pushing of sorts. We are, after all, forcing people to hear us. And there's a certain aggression, however slight, in the words of the leper. "If you choose or if you want, you can make me clean." And Christ himself cures by touching him. Physical things. The echo of the voice in his ear. The touching of the face. The man himself is seeking to be cured of the things that stop him touching, feeling. Very natural to touch, to push, to alter each other, to shape each other. We do it all the time. But prayer is different, because prayer brings us into the power of God. And God's power is to move without pushing, without forcing. It's so gentle, so perfect. It's not even touching. being in the heart of things. God alone can move without pushing. He causes things to be moved by simply choosing them to be moved. And it's not a sort of violence. One of the things that makes us run from God is the feeling that God is making us be things. And in fact, He's not. He's creating us. In creating us, He makes us to be ourselves. God alone can move without any form of violence, any form of force, anything that involves pushing us in a direction. That's why the presence of the Spirit is always gentle and peaceful. It has to be. When God is with us, when God is near, we're becoming ourselves. That's why Christ prays. And Luke's Gospel is, in fact, the Gospel which stresses prayer more than the other Gospels. And yet Luke's Gospel is full of a sense of the church spreading, the church in conflict, the church in the cities. While Luke calls for many of the places in the Holy Land cities, even when they're really villages or towns, he's aware of the push and the press and the friction of living with people. He's aware of the challenge of the Gospel, the challenge to other people. And he's aware, because of that, how much the work of God is done by prayer. We have to preach, we have to heal, we have to touch, we have to stretch out our hands and reach out. We have to pray more and more. The more we do, the more active we appear to be, the more we have to pray. Because praying is being God's power in the world, being like Him, moving without pushing. The touch of God, so gentle. No one can feel it. No one can feel it, and yet God's touch makes us whole, creates us, reaches to the very heart of our being. So avoid all the evasions and be people of prayer. We pray because it works.